Hello everyone and welcome back to our conference on building a European cultural backbone here in Linz, Austria. Our next talk will be held by Roland Alton. He is part of Faircom and he will talk about his experience of running Fairsuch.net, a meta search engine based on the open source project Circ. Enjoy.
Thank you for having me. Filling now the afternoon, starting with the afternoon program after a very interesting talk about extending ActivityPub. Was listening to the whole program already today, and I will be joining also Linz at the end of the week, so maybe I will be able to network also personally with some of you. Alexander and Igor asked me to share some experience when running a service for a search engine, which is distributed and is working like a distributed service like email or PeerTube or Mastodon or things we have heard before. I will go briefly into the details of the market leaders and then look at the specialities of what we have as meta search engines or alternatives that we can build ourselves. And then I will create an hypothesis, which we probably are able then to prove also with another distributed platform for videos based on PeerTube. Let me say first a few words about, I am not the PowerPoint person. I don't like slides anymore so much. I prefer to write in Paths and Etherpad. We run board.net, one of the largest Etherpad sites at Faircom. And you see the link board.net/p/hacking-search. Feel free also to contribute or to add your links here. The pad link is also in the Miro board. So who is Faircom? We have a long history. Oops, I have to click here, not on the screen. So here we are. So we are about creating cloud services solidly built on open source solutions. And we do a lot of consulting in this area, and we also do comments and design projects. One you see here in the back, we take care of Creative Commons in Austria since many, many years. We do registered commons as a side project, as a support project for the Creative Commons community. We have a lot of video conferencing services based on Jitsi and BigBlueButton, and we do several services which we combine with a single sign-on. We have Keycloak as an identity provider, and the latest this year, as you see, Fairsuch, our search engine. So we are a team here with 7 employees in western part of Austria, near the Lake Constance at the German-Swiss border. And we commute usually a lot to Vienna. And we also have some colleagues in Vienna who work for different organizations or public institutions. We are non-profit, so all the revenue which we make has to be spent and invested again into open source projects. Let's have a look first at the search engine market. As we know it, Google is the market leader with about 85% market share. In Europe, it's a little bit higher. Then there is Bing, the Microsoft's search engine, because it's the number one search engine in the Edge browser, and Edge browser is still used by many Microsoft users. And then we still have Yahoo, and DuckDuckGo has now a market share of about 1%. We know the drawbacks. If we search with the big search engines, they collect our data, they do a lot of personalization, they create profiles, and then they offer us, better search results because they know us better. What do they know about us? So if you go to the add settings page, you find all the links here. It's this link, at settings.google.com. Then, I'm sure you know this already, see how ads are personalized, no matter on which channel they are distributing the ads, either on usually Google or also on YouTube. By the way, YouTube, many people, there's a high percentage of people who do not search anymore with Google as we are used to do it, but they simply add their search phrases into YouTube and then they look for the videos. So they try to guess, oh, this is now the wrong user. This is the second user. Now it's, this is more exact. Yeah, that's about my age. They don't know that I have three kids. So they're not exactly right, because probably I do not search anything which is private about my private life via Google. And I'm already interested in, it seems that I'm already interested in retirement. Well, I think this is a long way to go. And we are living in a house. So they know a lot about me. And if I go deeper, then they also know that I am working on Linux. And that's, in fact, the only thing which helps me when searching something with Google. When I enter a search phrase like video platforms, then it shows to me only video platforms that run on Google or on Google servers. When I add this phrase on a meta search engine, which has no personalization, then I get also all the results for Windows. So this is already one story about my experience when not to use Google or Bing or one of the providers. The search results are still very, very good, and you would need to add a few more, one or more two keywords, for example, German, or my age, or which technology I use, and then you get exactly the same results as if I would search Bing profile. You probably know that what else Google is doing, it is also looking at your activity and makes a history about it, and also it has a map, which I switched off. But usually it's switched on if you have your mobile phone provisioned the first time, then you get, they know exactly where you are, and then they can more narrow the search results because of your locations or your preferred locations. Okay, whom else do we have? If you do not want to search with Google, you can go to Bing. It's the same in another color. So they also know, profile you and also serve advertisements according to your needs and to your interests. There is DuckDuckGo, a quite hacker-friendly search engine with APIs, etc. It uses 400 different sources, and here it's getting interesting, because that's exactly the key, how you can do alternative search by establishing and using meta search engines. But in addition, DuckDuckGo also has a DuckDuckBot, so it is also crawling and has a blacklist of some pages, which is simply repeating content from other pages, which is not really giving a lot of value, but is just promoting advertisements. At the end, DuckDuckGo is also serving ads from the Yahoo and Bing Search Alliance. And if you choose to use DuckDuckGo, you still get advertisements and proposals according to your search words and words that you enter. You can go to Ecosia. You have been there. Yeah, DuckDuckGo, you know. They say you are not tracked. Well, that's probably true. So it's a little bit better than working with the others. Ecosia is promoting to plant trees with their income, but in fact, it's a very conservative search engine. It is serving ads and profiling you. And the income part of the income, quite a lot, is being used for planting, compensating CO2. It's for those with bad conscience, for those who fly or have a car, then probably go to EcoCO. For me, it's nothing else than greenwashing. There are some other smaller ones like Startpage, also quite some time on the market, very private friendly, but also here, it has contextual ads and it is making their income and pays their bills with having ads. So if we do not want to have profiles or ads, then we can try one of the meta search engines or we build our own. Yesi is quite a long time on the scene. Still, if you install it on your server, it's still not usable from scratch. You can try to enter here some like links, for example, see what search results we get. But then we get here India and things we probably do not want to read here. The issue with Yesi is that you also need to set up your crawler, or you need some agreements and with people who crawl and do this federation on a manual level. Much better is for first user experience if you deploy a search engine, meta search engine on your own server or even on your local notebook, use Docker. Using Docker, we can use Zergs. And that's what I did 1 year ago. As you have seen, we are usually rebranding the well-known open source tools to Fair Something. So Jitsi is Fair Meeting, BigBlueButton is Fair Teaching, Fair Chat is Rocket Chat, Fair Cloud is Next Cloud. Because we want to give our users and customers an experience that they do not have to remember these complicated open source tools with these very specific names, so they can more easily find what they want to use. Versuch is up and running since a year, and if I enter it again, even get a proposal for search entries, and this looks quite good. The first result is always the Wikipedia entry, then I get already links tourism, then I get some images, and that looks like a search result with which I can work with when I visit Linz. Well, not the first time in Linz, and it has in unlimited scrolling, so if I scroll down, I get more, I do not have to click. That's also quite nice. And here you see I'm getting some results from Wikibooks, Wiktionary, a book I have once written some time, and from some sources which probably are not quite common. And here, it's from Wiktionary. So if it doesn't get any more search results from the first 10 or 20 pages, then it's looking into other sources. And that's the point with meta search engines. You can define all the sources that are displayed and also the order. So if you create your own meta search engine, then you and your community who is using it gets a menu of search results from different engines and also quite stable sources or archives, whatever you have to show and what you want to present your community which is using your search engine. There are some nice commands. So what you can do is you can define a weight per engine. I will show you then. Well, now I have to show it here because I can only share. So this is, for example, one engine. You have a long settings file, which I could show you live, with hundreds of sources, inclusive Bandcamp, YouTube videos, but it could be also your wiki page and your archive. And then you define the language, if it's enabled, if there is an API key to enter it. So it could be also something behind a firewall in the internet, which you just show for your purpose. And where can it be reached? And then you also can make the waiting. Usually wait is one, and this is the weight in the list, in the ranking list, which you can define here depending on the source. If you go back to our pad, we can have a look at the stats page. So where do the research results come from? It's from different sources. We get a lot from Bing and DuckDuckGo, and a lot from DuckDuckGo images. DuckDuckGo happily is not restricting so much. The dangerous thing is if you run a meta search engine that you're getting blocked by Google or Bing, from whom you take the search results. But DuckDuckGo is here more friendly and allows you to grasp a lot of search results. We did not promote Versuch because we do not want to grow that much, because if you grow too much, then we would probably get blocked also by DuckDuckGo. So it makes sense to have a lot of small meta search engines and not to have one big one. Or it's easier to maintain and also to run such a search engine. There are strategies about that. We can talk about this later. And these are other sources like Vimeo, Afterrate, Wikibooks, Library of Congress, where results are taken from. Okay. Cirques was is a young project, and two of the maintainers did not agree how to manage privacy and also with usability. So there's now a fork called Cirques Next Generation, Cirques NG, hardly to pronounce, not ideal for your search engine probably to name it like this. And there is a long discussion about the difference. And I managed this morning to set up this other fork of Search NG, which is even more clear and cleared up. So it's here. So it's not yet customized and rebranded. And again, if I search for Linz, I should get similar results. It's more clean. And here you can then look for images and get all the images and have reviews or science. It works quite nice. What I would like to show you is all the settings. You can customize the look and feel, the privacy. For example, if there is a proxy on the server, if this is being used or not. And this is the most interesting page. It's about which search engines should my search look at. So these are the pre-deployed, pre-offered. This could be many more. It could be CBA, like the Cultural Broadcasting Archive. We would need to write an adapter for that, and then it can switch on or off. For example, I want to have results from Start Page or from Wikibooks or from Wikiversity. And then these are my personal preferences, which is not stored on the server, but in a long hash, which the server can read and then use these settings as my personal settings. It throws it again when the search result is being delivered. So there's no login and no profiling, as you see. There is here, it's exactly writing which cookies, what is written in the cookie. And here you see the additional search engines which I have added, and the server now knows that the server should also look at these other search engines. And here is the long hash, which is being used to identify this. Okay, this is the insight into Zergs. Many of you have probably used it already. We have problems when people are using it from some restricted areas, as for example, Fortinet, which is a vendor of firewalls, is restricting Zergs, meta search engines, because they say it could happen that it's of fake results. Well, it could be, because we probably deliver something else. So we had a community in the Vienna who is already using, they are already using our video conferencing services, and they were eager to use also Versuch, but it's blocked. And we are discussing with Fortinet, and but don't get answers, etc. So it's a little bit different, difficult. So these are in our FAQs. And some browsers say it's dangerous, and that's because of the virus scanners or your local virus scanning software which you have or is being deployed in your organization. And if it's saying it's in cache, then it's locally cached in the server. And so you could even, if you click on the cache sign, then you can retrieve the content without really going to the search engine. And nobody then knows that you're really looking at this article. This is also a nice feature. So you can also, for example, say I want only to search in Google, then I make exclamation mark go and my word, or these are some very nice features where you can refine your search, and you certainly can define it at your as your default search engine, which I do since 1 year. And it's very seldomly that I compare and go back to Google if I don't find something, and usually it's we have the same results. Yes, I can say running your own meta search engine works, and I also do not need profiling. And so my thesis is, do we really need artificial intelligence to personalize search results? If we would have many small meta search engines, so as we aim at having a lot of Mastodon servers or a lot of metric servers to have a distributed internet, then I simply go probably to my trusted search engine provider, and I get then the results this provider is usually offering to me. It's like going to a restaurant where I know, okay, this is the menu. I usually get there a little bit biased, but I know my provider, this is what I get. And we could apply this principle as we do it. Already I mentioned listening to my favorite radio stations. I could also go to my favorite search engine, which is then serving what I get from them. I think personalization sounds nice, but if I enter a few words, I still get very reliable results. And my personal experience, and also from some colleagues, is that personalization and profiling is not really required. But that's exactly what I would like to discuss, and I'm expecting now some questions here on this. The challenge certainly is to get people on these search engines, as they are not known. You have to maintain them. And the key to get such a distributed services up and running is good branding and partnerships. It's true for all of these, also Matrix hosts or Mastodon hosts. You need to get people on that Mastodon was in the media after there was announced that Twitter is going to be sold. But still, how do you find your Mastodon partner? Do you trust them, etc.? Mastodon is probably also is a nice idea, but probably also hard to explain the story about it. And here, the designing communication people really need to be to make a very good job, so that people really find them also their home search engine, home Twitter replacement. Let's test this hypothesis with another service, with PeerTube. Most of you know PeerTube. It's also in, there's a long list. Now it's nearly 1,000 PeerTube instances, which are up and running with a lot of videos. Some have up to 300,000 videos, for example, BeTube. And BeTube has the extended search. It's really collecting a lot of videos. And if I enter here, let's try B. Let's call returning BRB and everything else from its own platform, but also from other platforms. And it has 736 results on this instance, which are federated. At our own instance, FairTube, if we do the search here, it searches only locally on those instances I follow. So again, if I, here we have several initiatives who are very regionally oriented, Ökodörfer, etc. And if I enter Dorf here, then I get results from different Ökodörfer. So depending on your video platform, I know they are showing only results from selected videos they host themselves or they have an active federation with, or you also can go to Zapier Search, which is searching on all PeerTube instances. So you get here similar results like the others, or even less. Interesting. Okay. So my question is for discussion, do we need personalization for having nice search results? Do we really need recommendation systems? Probably we need that. For podcasting and for video, so to get proposals. But this always requires that we log in or that we are being tracked. So this needs an active thing to do where we say, okay, it's okay that you learn from me and my taste so that I get better content offered. But for simple search, maybe it's enough to have a completely anonymous search and probably do not need profiling at all. I would like to encourage you to set up your own meta search engine with new search NG. It's really quite simple to do so. There is a Docker image and you can get it up and running in a few minutes on the server. You need a proxy, a reverse proxy for TLS, but that's all. And then you can enjoy your own search engine. Any questions?
Thank you very much, Roland, for your talk. Please make yourself noticeable if you have a question to Roland. I do have a question. With this Cirque's tool, is it easily, or how difficult is it to, like if I understood things correctly, By default, this would send your search query to a number of public search engines, or like the 70 or something you said supported services, and then render the results. And already then it would have to have a custom algorithm to sort the results. And sorting, of course, of search results is a quite important part of the search experience. So I was wondering how difficult it would be to customize that, to kind of do your own ranking on search results, because that could also be a place where maybe not personalization, but like I was thinking about if we wanted to employ something like this for our projects here about federating community media and exchanging community media, if we had a custom instance that would index the results from that would give a higher score to everything that comes from a site that is within a list of like community media sites or something. So have you tried playing around with these algorithms? Can you comment on the difficulty or how to go forward with something like this in Zirks?
Yes, it's already built in. So you have the weight parameter. If you add, just let me search again for this page. You have the weight parameter. If you go to the settings.yaml file, and for each engine which you are defining and you would like to offer and use, you add a weight, and if you change that weight, then the ranking is different. So you could create a search engine which is always where you always have on top results from CBA, the Cultural Broadcasting Archive, and after that you get the results from Bing or Google or DuckDuckGo, so from other sources. Yes, this is possible already now. I'm not aware of more sophisticated ranking possibilities that you, for example, say only the first two results now from here and the second two from another source, and so that you have mixed. But I'm sure you can do that. They're quite open and responsive. I had a problem with my installation. I started yesterday evening because I wanted to know the difference between Zirks and Zirks NG. And I found a problem in the Docker setup. And here you see, this is the maintainer. He responded this morning and we got it fixed within half an hour. So if we would have, as a community of broadcasters and podcasters, on video platforms, some special wishes, certainly study first the code and make a proposal to the maintainers, and I'm sure they react quite quickly so that we can also embed and they fulfill our needs and they show us the way how to achieve what we have would like to have, for example, in terms of ranking. So the short answer, yes, it's already possible. For more complicated search results, it's maybe the search in FairTube also could be more sophisticated, but it works for me, yeah, and it works for most of us. And here, as you see, it usually ranks results which it finds in more than one source. And here it takes three from DuckDuckGo, and then it takes a few from Wiktionary, then it takes a few from Wikibooks, and then again there is DuckDuckGo. Because I ranked Wiktionaries and Wikibooks higher it at our first Versuch search engine. I wanted to have commons-based content higher weighted and higher ranked, and that's working.
I have a related question to to the weight parameter. Like thinking of our data structure and metadata, yeah, we have a lot of fields and a lot of classifications. So for sure it would be nice like to rank or to give different weights to different fields. So like on this level, can you like personalize like the search algorithm for, even like the fields could be different on different sites. So you would have to specify it for every search host. Is this possible?
Well, comes to, for example, crawling CBA, then we would need to write our engine for CBA first. We take one of the engines which is already available, and then we adapt it, and then we the engine is then taking exactly those parameters which are important, for example, metadata parameters, or also probably should make the internal weight ranking that more actual and more recent contributions from radio stations are ranked higher than older ones. But that's what you do in the engine. So if you would like to have CBA included in such search results, then we would need to sit down and write our engine, which is probably a few days of work, including testing, so that you there you define which of the parameters are really being used and can be searched for.
Okay, thanks.
We have a question from our matrix room. One second. The question is, making podcasts and videos searchable would require a recommended set of metadata or transcriptions. Do you recommend some kind of common metadata structure to establish in common of federated peer tubes, etc.?
Crawlers have become very intelligent, and if you rely on bots and crawlers from the large search engines, then probably do not need even more and better structured metadata. However, now we have the chance, and if we, for example, connect SERGs or SERGs-NG with one of our platforms, then we probably do not want to use those crawlers and not rely on these crawlers and on external search engines. And yes, at that point, it makes sense to have good metadata. I would say it's fair enough or enough if we use web compliant metadata structure. So which you have in the head section of an HTML page and use the standards being supported here. So not too many phrases, but also not too few. And these will probably help a lot to also have a higher weight on matches if they exactly match the metadata. Still, you can then do a full text search if this engine then supports that and offers that to the result of the engine and the search result. I'm not having right now an idea if there is a very special search engine friendly metadata structure beyond what common knowledge is, which we use when creating web pages and trying to enhance the structure of web pages with metadata.
I have a kind of follow-up question, maybe. I was wondering if there is... SERGs only is basically like somehow like a proxy to other search engines, right? So I was wondering if there's like something like an established combination with a open source crawler and search index to not use like, or in addition to existing search providers, to set up a crawler that would, for example, index a section of sites and maybe even support some custom metadata and then make that available through SERGs together with other results that it already supports.
Yes, this is the other project I mentioned, YACI. Yeah. They also have a crawler, and I'm just now in my terminal, which I could share as well. Let me, and I would need to change the screen. Let's ask me for another screen. Anyway, if you get into the default settings YAML file of Zoox, you find also Yaesy as a search engine. And so you could run your Yaesy instance with its own bot and crawler and integrate that also into Zoox if you are not happy with the Yaesy front end, which I was not, but maybe I wasn't patient enough with that.
Yeah,
so it's one of the engines is Yaesy, which you can embed. There is all, it's already available. Yes, you can do that. So this is all open source, and you Yaesy is in fact exchanging with other, the many crawlers which are out there for Yaesy are exchanging their results, and so you have not so much workload on your crawling infrastructure. That's one of the ideas of Yaesy.
Thank you. Are there further questions here in the room? I don't see any, so thank you, Roland, for this very interesting presentation. I hope to see you soon in the next days also here in Linz. And we have a break in the public streaming part now until 3:30 p.m. And then there will be the last presentation for today by Sebastian Noir from the European Broadcasting Union about Peach, which is Ebo's new personalization and recommendation ecosystem. Thank you, and see you soon.
Thank you, see you next.